Welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we are going to be studying together Mizmor Tzadi Aleph, the 91st Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This is a very famous Mizmor. It starts with the words Yoshev Beseser Elyon, that a person will sit in the shadow of one, the One on High. And we have a lot of learning to do to appreciate this because we say it often, but we really need to and ought to understand what we're saying. Let's take a look at it from an overview perspective and try to understand this in context. The first thing to note is that this Mizmor is made up of 16 psukim and is divided into two sections, and the two sections are exactly half. So it's 8 psukim and 8 psukim. The first 8 psukim are actually mirror parallels to the last 8 psukim. Here's how. The general structure of both the sections is that you have an individual who's coming in front of some sort of leader, Rebbe, Kohen, and is affirming. The first thing they do is they affirm in both sections that they trust in Hashem. So in the first section, it runs from Pasuk Aleph and Beis. Yosheb says, "Vatzal Shalai Yisrael, Omar Hashem, Achsiyum Vatzalosiyel, Elokai Atachboy, I trust in Hashem." In the second section, that's the parallel version, goes in Pasuk Tes. Ki Ata Hashem Achsi Elyon Samtom Onecho. Using the same word, Machsi, Hashem is my protection. So in this case, we'll call it the introduction. Then it sounds like we have another voice. The other voice is the Mevorech, is the one who blesses the person who affirms their trust. This person now says how Hashem will protect you. So in the first section, this runs from Pasuk Gimel to Ches, the completion of the section, is Hu Yatzilcho Mipach Yokush, Midevar HaVoice. Hashem will protect you from all the traps and the snares. In the second section, that section runs from Yud to Yud Gimel, where Lo Suna Alecho Ro, V'nega Lo Yukrav Bo Alecho, nothing's going to happen, no plagues are going to come to your midst. The only difference is at the end of the second section, there is a three-pasuk interlude of Yud Dalet to Tezayin until the end of the Mizmor, where Hashem intercedes and affirms that because this person has trusted in Hashem, he with a capital H, will protect this individual. It is worthwhile noting that it is clear from the actual language and the linguistics that these are two sections. They start off with the same affirmation of Ki Ata Omar La Hashem Achsi in Pasuk Beis and Ki Ata Hashem Achsi in Pasuk Tes, and they conclude similarly at the end of the first section of Ches. It's Veshilu Mash Rishayim Tireh. The Mevorech says, the blesser says to the one who is coming in front of him, you will see the payment of the Rishayim. At the end of the second section, the Hashem affirms, Arech Yomim Asbiyeu V'Arei Yishua, see, I will show this person salvation, meaning they'll be just. So it seems very clear that this is the way it works. It is interesting to note the oscillation in the narrator and the blesser. It is also interesting to note that when describing Hashem, sometimes the description of Hashem is direct and sometimes it is about Hashem. In trying to understand these oscillating voices, the Targum suggests that the oscillation of voices is a conversation between Shlomo and David HaMelech. And it could be towards the end of the life of David HaMelech, where he's turning towards his very young son, who's going to be the leader of the nation of Israel, and he's trying to tell him that this is ultimately the way in which you need to lead the nation in order for this to be successful. There is another suggestion which is made about this conversation. Who are the two voices? And that suggestion is that this is actually made by Moshe Rabbeinu to his student Yahushua. The reason being is, as we know, there is a argument that these 11 Mizmorim were penned by Moshe Rabbeinu. Tefillah LeMoshe is the only superscription we have for at the beginning of this section of 11. And therefore, if it's said by him, it could be said to Yahushua and talking about his leadership being in the same way. It is worthwhile also noting that another theme in our Mizmor is the names of Hashem. In the first two psukim alone, we see four different ways of describing Hashem. Elyon, the One on High, Shakai, which is one of the names of Hashem, Yudke Vovke, and Elokai, my God. This may be what it's referring to. At the end of the Mizmor, Asagveyu Ki Yoda Shemi. Hashem says he will fortify the individual because he knows my name. And that means to say all the different permutations of Hashem's name, all the different ways that Hashem can be expressed in this world. It is also worthwhile noticing that linguistically and thematically, this Mizmor is connected to Mizmor Tzadi, to the previous Mizmor. This is Tzadi Aleph. That one was Tefillah LeMoshe Esh Elokim, and this one is Yoshev Beseser Elyon. We see this in a number of expressions. So, for instance, Pasuk Aleph in the previous Mizmor is Hashem Ma'onata Yisolanu, that Hashem was this place, this protection for us. And in this case, we say, At Elyon, Samtom Ma'onecha, the One on High, you placed your place. Another example of a parallel is the end of the last Mizmor in Tzadi goes on to say, let us rejoice all of our days. And in this case, Hashem says at the end of the Mizmor, I will satiate him for many, many days. Another parallel is at the end of the last Mizmor is Yero El Avadecho for Alecho. The narrator begs that Hashem should be apparent in his actions to his servants. And in this Mizmor, we end off by saying, Va'areyu b'shuasi, Hashem tells us, I will show him my salvation. So in all these cases, there seems to be a clear linguistic parallel. In fact, actually, halachically speaking, Mizmor Tzadi Aleph almost always follows Mizmor Tzadi, whether it be in the Psukei de Zimra, or whether it be on Motzei Shabbos, or at the Kriya Shema LaMitzvah, we will see in a moment. It is worthwhile noting that they almost always go together, even if the beginning of, or the only part of Tzadi Aleph is the last Pasuk, which is V'hinu Am Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kohanim Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kohanim Neil, that leads straight into Mizmor Tzadi Aleph, R1, to indicate that the two are actually part of the same whole. The Malbim, in his introduction to Mizmor Tzadi, the last Mizmor, notes exactly this, and he says that they are the same idea. And part of the idea, the connection of the two ideas, is that last Mizmor was noticing the frailty, the finite nature of humanity. This Mizmor is answering that. How does a finite human being succeed? Well, if they trust in Hashem so much so, then ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect them, the Almighty will protect them from all the travails and difficulties and sufferings within this world. In trying to understand and perceive what is the events behind this Mizmor, there are three possibilities that we're going to look into together. One is you'll notice that the actual dangers that are described in this Mizmor, which the narrator is being protected from, in the first half of the Mizmor, they are traps, ambushes, and plagues. In the second half of the Mizmor, they are wild animals and tripping stones, things that will be stumbling blocks which will be in front of the person. The Da'at Mikra, Rav Moshe Chacham, points out that these sound like the kind of things that travelers contend with. What does that mean? That means that maybe this Mizmor was said by a traveler, a person who is moving towards something else. It could be a person going up to the Beis HaMikdash, and they're saying this as they ascend to the Beis HaMikdash. That's option one as to an event behind the Mizmor. Another is, as the Radak points out really remarkably, he says that these actually 12 Mizmorim are reflective of Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to each of the different Shavatim. And he points out that our Mizmor, at the end of his life, is being said to Shevet Levi, and he's turning to the Levim, who feel perhaps a little lazy in their service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're mislonein ba'azaros, they complain when they're in the sanctuary. So he's telling them, and he's actually calling them out to tell them that they ought to shape up, because when they are in the Seser Elyon, in the shadow of the One on High, they will ultimately be protected. That's option number two. The third and last option as to the event behind this Mizmor is the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, tells us a very fascinating thing. It says that it's not just on a whim that a person can be Mekadesh, the Beis HaMikdash, that a person can bring about the sanctity and the Shechin of Hashem to the Beis HaMikdash and to Yerushalayim. So that means to say that when the first Kedusha disapparated, when it left, according to one opinion, after this destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, it could only be sanctified again by Ezra and Nehemiah, Kidsha Shnia, if they had a few components. And they include a king, a prophet, the Urim V'Tumim, the Sanhedrin, two todos, whatever that means, we're not going to get into that, and uveshir, and with song. That means to say you needed all these different components in order to sanctify Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash once again, to create the level of halacha of Tumah and Tahara in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Shavuos Tesavim Beis, a page later, explains what is the shir, what was the song. So there's three suggestions which are tendered. One is the song of thanksgiving, Mizmor Toida, which is the 100th Mizmor, we're going to get there soon. The other one is the Mizmor Lamed, which is Mizmor Shir Chanukais Habayis LeDavid, which refers to the sanctification of the house, or consecration of the house to David. And the third option is Shir Shel Pagoyim, the Yesh Omim Shir Shel Negoyim, the song of evil spirits, or the song of plagues. And that refers to our Mizmor, Tzadi Aleph. And the Gemara goes on to prove that it could be Pagoyim, it could be evil spirits if you look at the first half, and it could be Negoyim, plagues, if you look at the second half of it, depending on what it's referring to, whether it be spiritual or physical forces that will cause a person damage. So when was this Mizmor ultimately said? It was said upon sanctifying a place of Hashem, the abode of Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash. In terms of the places in our davening this appears, the Gemara in Tezvav Beis in Shavuos continues to say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi would used to say this Mizmor when he went to bed. He says, Amar lahani krlehu lahani kroi vegani. He went to sleep after that, which is why the practice is that right after we say Kriya Shema al Hamitza, after we say the actual verse of the first paragraph of Shema, The next thing is V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, which is the end of Mizmor Tzadi, and we go straight into Yoshev Esayisar Elyon. We say exactly that based on the traditional of Yeshua ben Levi. There's an interesting discussion in the Gemara there is whether Psukim can be used as an incantation. The Gemara clearly points out that this is not to heal a person, this is to protect a person, and it's dependent on a person's trust in Hashem. We also have the minhag to say this mizmor preceded by Vehi Noam on Motzei Shabbos. We also say it at a levaya as we escort the niftar. As the casket or as the body is being escorted, we say this. And the Radak points out, not commenting on this particular point, but when it says at the end that Hashem assures us, Arehu Bishuasi, I will show him my salvation, it is referring to Tchias HaMesim. It's referring to the time where the body and the soul will be reunited in the future, which reflects again the idea that even though we feel a void at this very particular moment, we feel that something is distinctly missing in our lives, we are assuring ourselves that Hashem will ultimately bring about Tchias HaMesim, resurrection of the dead. Another point is that we also do say this in the Psukim Zimra on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's one of the added Mizmorim, and of course it follows Mizmor Tzadi, its sister Mizmor, one after the other. There is a minhag to double the last pasuk, Orechem must be over Areo Bishuasi, when reciting it as a prayer. And this is done by Ashkenazim in all cases and by the Sfaradim only on Motzei Shabbos. This seems to be a Kabbalistic notion. In terms of words of Psukim in the spotlight, just for a moment, Pasuk Yud Aleph is a very important Pasuk. Ki malachav yatzav elach lishmorcha b'chol drachecha. Because your angels will, I have commanded you to guard you in all your ways. That's a very important Pasuk. In fact, at the Levaya, when used to escort the deceased, we actually say this Mizmor up to that Pasuk, and we stop seven times. These are called Ma'amodos, stops, where at each Ma'amod we say one of the seven words in a progression. So we say the whole Mizmor up to Pasuk Yud Aleph, and then we say Ki. And then we say the whole Mizmor again, up to the Pasuk Yud Aleph, and say Ki Malachov. And because there's seven words in the Pasuk, we get to seven stops by the time we reach the actual grave. And it's worthwhile noting that the Shulchan Aruch records that because of this Pasuk Ki Malachov Yitzav Elach Lishmorcho B'Lechol Drochecho, that every person is accompanied with two Malachi Ashares. And that's why the Gemara actually describes, and this is codified in Halacha, that when a person goes to the restroom, they should address those Malachim and say the following: Hiskabdu mechubadim kedoshim, please, the most respected accompaniers, Meshorsei Elyon, servants on high, Shamrei, Shamruni, Shamruni, Azruni, Azruni, guard me, help me, help me. Himtinuli adshe konesva, it say, please wait for me while I go to the restroom, Shekein darkom shel b'nei adam, because I'm so lowly, I'm a human being, I have to go to the restroom. And when you come out again, that means to say there's another, that a person addresses them again. And that's what it refers to based on this pasuk. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that it's not appropriate to say that today. And the reason is not because the angels are not there, but rather the Hasidim HaRishon in the times of the Gemara could sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence through these angels around them. But today, unfortunately, although they are here, we don't have that same spiritual sense and awareness. We struggle for basic awareness today. And therefore, so the Aruch HaShulchan suggests not saying this, otherwise it looks like yuhara, it looks like a person's really arrogant to say that he feels the presence of these angels. We know they are there, ki malachav yitzav elach, but we don't necessarily address them in a way as if we see them imminently. Anyways, this gives a beautiful perspective on how imminent and how clear HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.